Who are there? The father, prodigal son, and the righteous son. Because we do very well in critiquing others. So let us critique the parable and see what we can learn from there. If we can learn anything from critiquing others. Well, first let's talk about father. As you see, he favors the youngest one. The older one is always much more strict relationship with the father. The older one never asks for anything of his son. And father hurts his oldest son by being too strict to him, and the youngest one by spoiling him, giving him too much, and at all giving him the half of his possession. He shouldn't do it. He wasn't enough strong to say no to his son. His love was kind of too weak to say no, not to give something what would hurt the son. And we sometimes do that same. We easily favor some people and our heart to others, having our reasons, of course. But everyone deserves that same love, everyone. Now the youngest son. In the first part of the parable, he is old. He not used to work. He gets everything he wants. He didn't lend respect to others because what he's asking of his father to give him the half of his possession is very, very disrespectful. It's like saying, Father, you are dead to me. Give me now the half of the possession so I can use it in my way. And then the second part, well, he's just lost. He's completely lost. And I think most of us have in our families somebody who is lost too, by different struggles, life complications, turbulences. And we need to see something very important there. From being this lost son, the most difficult part of being the lost son is to believe that you can be forgiven, that your fault is not too big to receive forgiveness and acceptance once again. And this is where we all come into the pictures. Our prayers, our kindness to those who are lost, is like opening those people's hearts for God's whispering, I love you, I will forgive you, I didn't give up on you, you still have chance. So we can do a lot for those who are lost by praying for them, by being kind and right. Now the older son. Well, he was taught obedience, but didn't have too much luck with learning how to love. Rules are above everything. He lives in the shadow of fear of his father. He never asked for anything. He's more as a servant than a son to him. What a really hurting relationship. His father does everything to him to show him his love, but he doesn't do it enough right. His son feels like a servant. It is really pitiful and painful place to be. And love, the scripture says, where is love, there is no fear. He has a lot of fear of his father. There is not too much love. This is why he struggles so much with loving and being merciful. He didn't have it in him. He is living in desert or prison of emptiness, of not right relationship with his father. Now, how often I am the oldest son who looks with judgment on others, who holds grudges, who doesn't want to forgive, who doesn't want to be merciful, who demands the justice, the judgment, the right solutions. And how often I am afraid of God, how often I don't see in God a merciful person, but just cold judge. How often I don't believe that Father loves me. How often we feel as a servant to him, we just have to fill out the commandments to just avoid the hell. The heart of the oldest son is bitter and cold because of injustice that happened to him. He would be able to pass it, but there is not enough love and security in his heart. The love he was loved was strict, maybe too harsh, too tough. So these are the three characters. As you see, it is not only about the prodigal son, because three of those guys have something not right. They sin in some way. Nobody of them is perfect. When we look as a God, as a father there, it's more about his mercy and forgiveness and ready to forgive us. For me, looking on this parable, I see that the most hurting person, and the one about whom is this parable, is the oldest son. The one who doesn't forgive, the one who doesn't rejoice, the one who stays as a servant to his father. And this is how it began in the gospel. Pharisees were complaining. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. So it is the older son, the just one, that wants everyone to be holy. You don't have right to make mistakes. You don't have right to sin. You have to be perfect because I'm doing my best to be perfect. And this is not a nice place to be. And I want you to do that same. And often it is the older son in this, like from this parable, who is the obstacle for those who are lost, for those who lost their ways and lives. Look around. We don't have too many huge sinners in our church. Well, they're not more welcome here. Probably our eyes looking on them would just burn them, our judgment. Sinners, those big heavy sinners, those who need the help, stay outside. They are judged, rejected, condemned, isolated. This is the battle that happens in this world, that we need to learn how to be merciful Father to others. We need to quit judging others and demanding being just and right from them. We need to open our hearts to forgiveness and mercy. The parable didn't happen end with total happy ending. The lost son was found, the right son was lost. It's like in life. The rest of the story is for us. So let us ask Jesus, he may help us to change our hearts, to let him take this bitterness and coldness and grudges we have against others, and let just be merciful, forgiving, as Father is